This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. While the Subway Super Series is getting closer with games in Saskatoon and Brandon, Victoria Royals head coach Dave Lowry will coach Team WHL as they take on the Russian Selects. He'll join us in moments. The Brandon Wheat Kings are in the midst of their longest road trip of the season. The East Division leading squad is in BC, and head coach GM Kelly McCrimmon will give us a preview. And it's been quite the month for Victoria Royals defenseman Joe Hicketts. His latest accolade, well, he's the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll stop by later. Victoria head coach Dave Lowry will be joining Canada's World Junior team as an assistant coach for this year's tournament in Montreal and Toronto, and he'll be behind the bench when Team WHL battles the Russian Selects just days from now. Dave, you have an all-star roster to deal with. I'm sure you're honored to get behind the bench for those games coming up.
Absolutely, and I think anytime you can get the top caliber players in your league all together at once, it's an exciting time, and you know what? It's also a trying time where you have to make sure that you don't hurt anybody's feelings by not giving them the power play, and you try and use them correctly, and try and use them in positions where they are going to have some success.
Yeah, you know, that's really, I think, the toughest thing for a coach is you're gathering players that are all top minutes, all situations type players, but, you know, you can't do that here when you have, limited ice time available in those two games.
Well, I think the big thing that these guys have to understand is that what I'm going to try and do in talking with Kelly McCrimmon and Bruce Hamilton and Benoit is we're going to try and put them in a position where we see them fitting with the World Junior team and trying to get them slotted into different roles where they can be successful, but also help us win these two games.
I know there's potential this roster could even see some additions down the stretch. Only 10 forwards were named, so I guess it's a wait and see to see exactly who you will have in those games ahead here in Brandon and Saskatoon.
Absolutely, and with the NHL players still at the NHL, you have to hold and keep a couple spots open in case they are returned and. You know, selfishly, you hope that you are getting some guys back, but, for these kids that are playing in the National Hockey League, you don't wish them any ill opportunity. You want to see them stay in the National Hockey League, but you know that if they do come back and they are available, it's only going to elevate the level of competition.
You know, and I think it's also a great opportunity for a coach to, maybe selfishly learn a little bit about some of these top players around the league. It could only help you down the stretch when maybe you get into a heated battle with their team come playoff time.
What are you saying, John? Oh, this is, like you say, it's a great opportunity. And we were fortunate enough to work with some of these guys here at the World Junior Camp in August. And we've had some heated playoff battles with some of these players and all that, but at the end of the day, they're all great kids, and we're competitive with our club teams, and they're competitive players, and that's why they've been successful.
New format this year as far as when the series or where the series starts. It starts in the WHL, so you'll lead it off against the Russians here. And I guess who knows what kind of a Russian Selects team you'll see and you'll compete against. Can you prepare at all for what's coming overseas?
Well, I think what we can do is we can look at the team and compare notes on the team that we saw in August and whether or not there's a lot of familiar players that are going to be traveling with them. In saying that, we're going to expect to see, as the last couple of years, the Russians have sent over some very good players and almost close to their World Junior team.
Well, Dave, hey, we look forward to this matchup. It's a chance for the WHL to start it off in the right foot here across the CHL. Dave, thanks for your time on WHL this week, and good luck in Saskatoon and Brandon.
Thanks so much, John.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The East Division leading Brandon Wheat Kings are in the midst of their longest road trip of the year, a seven-game swing through BC and Alberta. Head coach and GM Kelly McCrimmon gives us a preview.
Well, I think these trips, you don't ever know your opponent as well as you do the teams in your conference or your division, certainly. But Kamloops have had a great start to the year. They've had success in the Central Division on their trip through the Central, and really look to have rebounded. So that's always a hard game. Kelowna, I think we all felt from the beginning of the season they were going to be one of the top teams in the league, and certainly that's exactly what they appear to be. We then go to Victoria, who, you know, now I think with McGee back in their lineup and, you know, just working out some of the kinks that they had early on in the year. Everyone expected they were going to be a real good team. It appears that they will be. And then Vancouver, probably a little bit of a similar story to Kamloops, in that they've really had a great start to the year and, you know, seem to be playing very well. And then for our team, once we're done in Vancouver, we finish off in Lethbridge and Medicine Hat. So it's a tough trip for our team. You hope to, you know, you hope to get off to a good start to get to some momentum. You know, you all always have seen these trips go both ways for teams. If you can get going early and feeling good about your game, it can be a pretty successful trip. But it's always seems to be hard to grind points out when you're away from home for this long.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
All safe to say it's been a pretty good month for Victoria Royals defenseman Joey Hicketts. He is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Marlon Martins caught up with him.
You have been a busy guy. The spotlight has been on you as of late. The latest news, though, Player of the Week.
Yeah, definitely. It's a huge honor. And I think everyone in the Western League recognizes that, and maybe even the CHL. So it's a great honor, and I had a lot of help, you know, with my teammates and the goaltending we got over the last four games on that trip. And, you know, I was happy to get three wins in that four-game span.
Talk about the offense you've been able to bring. You're now tied, you know, after the weekend for the league lead in defenseman scoring.
Obviously, you know, it's nice, you know, to kind of be up there in the scoring race. But, you know, obviously I'm a defenseman, and, you know, my primary goal is to help keep pucks out of our net. So, you know, I hope I can keep doing that. But obviously, you know, I want to keep chipping in offensively. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of opportunity, both, you know, 4-on-4, 5-on-5, and power play. And, you know, if we can keep our success going on in special teams, I think that'll help me get points as well.
Joe, prior to being named Player of the Week, found out that you've been named to Team WHL for the Subway Super Series. Tell us what that honor means to you.
It means a lot to be considered one of the top defensemen in not only the Western Conference, but in the Western League is an honor, first of all. A lot of those guys, you look at a bunch of first-round guys, a lot of, you know, NHL prospects that have been signed as well. To get the opportunity to play, you know, alongside them, not against them like I'm used to, but to play with them, get to learn, you know, how they act, you know, maybe how some of the older guys prepare for games, it's going to be a real treat.
Well, speak to how this relates to Hockey Canada, because you've been involved with them for quite a while.
Well, obviously, I think it's a stepping stone for World Juniors, and, you know, obviously I'm on the radar now, you know, getting picked to the Super Series team, but, you know, I've been with Hockey Canada numerous times, both U17, U18 level, and looking forward, you know, to getting an opportunity to maybe represent my country once again, and, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. That being said, you know, to get an invite to maybe the World Junior Camp would be a goal of mine pushing forward. And, you know, if I can continue to have success, as long as the team having success, I think that's going to help my chances.
The spotlight being on you with the Player of the Week and with the Team WHL being named to the roster, do you feel like the Detroit Red Wings are watching and feel happy that they should be impressed?
I think they're always watching. You know, I've obviously signed with them, and they've shown interest in me, you know, as a free agent, you know, enough to sign me. So they're going to be watching and, you know, obviously keeping tabs on me. You know, they were here a couple of weeks ago and talked to Dave. And so I think they're keeping in touch. And obviously it's nice to have success, but, you know, I just got to keep working.
Mm-hmm. Joe, what does it mean to you be wearing the C here for the Victoria Royals?
Again, it's an honor. I've worn a C number of times, and you know, to wear with a Western Hockey League club, I think has got to be one of the most proud moments of my, you know, career so far. You can wear it in Hockey Canada U18s, but to be together with a group of guys and be you know the go-to leader per se is definitely nice on a winter team. And there's a lot of leadership in this room. And you know, I look to, you know, some of the older guys, Browner, Megs, Carroll, and Keegan. He's not wearing a letter, but he's maybe one of the more vocal guys in the room. And he definitely helps me out.
Joe, thank you very much for doing this. Congratulations again on being Player of the Week, being named to Team WHL, wearing the C. Keep it going, I guess, eh?
Thanks.
All right, that's this week's show. Thanks to Marlon Martins in Victoria for his help. I'm John Key.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.